Welcome to the ETOP Podcast with your host, Richard Walsh. I'm a 30-year business-owning veteran, creator of the ETOP Academy, and best-selling author of Escape the Owner Prison, the contract's new way to scale, regain control, and fast-track growth while loving life. My mission? To help 10,000 business owners create the freedom in their lives to do what they want, when they want, and still be massively successful. Now, let's hit our topic for the day.
So here we are with the ETOP Podcast with today's guest, Joshua Peters. He is the X Factor Coach. Now, I love this. He actually harnesses neuroscience to transform negative states into positive states. And he uses this through the power of hypnosis. And I am really excited to talk about this. And I know at first it goes, whoa, what are you talking about here? But Joshua's going to fill us in and you're going to learn the power of this. I have some of my own personal experience with this stuff too. So I'm very, very interested in getting into this interview. So with no further ado, let's bring on Joshua. Joshua, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Richard. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, me too. I really am. I love this topic. Again, I have some personal experience in this, so I can't wait to get your insight into this. So as I do with all my guests, Joshua, bring us up to speed. Give a little backstory. I know we kind of mentioned basically what you do, but give us the details, fill us in, and kind of get us all up to speed here.
Sure. Well, I guess to be as clear as possible, what I do is I work with entrepreneurs who are ambitious. So they have a strong vision and they know where they want to go. What often happens is they hit some kind of plateau where they just can't seem to get past it. Often there is a fear, a worry, or a doubt that is stopping them. They realize there's something going on here that is within them. And that's when I come in. I am bringing them that X factor that shatters those fears, those doubts, those worries, and it really allows them to build a legacy. So rather than just making a living, they're actually creating and building the legacy that they can be proud of.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, we often as entrepreneurs, especially as, you know, self-driven, ambitious entrepreneurs, as you mentioned, we all have plateaus, right? We're usually always on that goal of self-improvement, right? We're always trying to get better. And like you said, there's roadblocks. You know, sometimes you can't figure it out. Sometimes you know what it is, but you don't know how to get through it, you know? Exactly. And I think that's where someone like you comes in. Yeah, I like that. It's great.
Yeah. And that's a really good point. Like, what do you do when you get up to these blocks? So one of the big things that I do with my clients is I give them a whole toolbox. So they have the ability now to shift their own state of mind, really. Again, from that negative state to the positive state. It's all around, everything that I do is all around that, shifting from the negative state to the positive state and changing the way your neurons are firing in your brain to get you out of that blocked state and moving forward. And it really comes down to, how technically deep do you want me to get into this, Richard?
Well, you know, it's when you talk about neurons, okay, so let's break that down. Let's break that down a little bit on what responsibility do these neurons have in your brain, okay, and how does that affect our day-to-day? Let us know that.
Sure, sure. There is a law in neuroscience called Hebb's Law, and this law says that the neurons that fire together wire together. What happens when we get stuck in these negative states, whether it is like a fear of rejection or often my clients describe it as ruminating thoughts. So these thoughts that these worries they just can't stop thinking about, or sometimes it's the doubt, I'm not good enough, those kinds of things. What happens is at some point in our life, that belief becomes embedded. And there's a neuron, a set of neurons that are fired that are related to that belief. A lot of times it shows up like a feeling of anxiety, takes you into fight or flight. So all the things that you get when you're in fight or flight often come up when you're really stuck in this place. Other things now start to attach themselves to this kind of glob of neurons that are related to the fear, the worry, the doubt. They may seem unrelated, like different situations that don't seem like the original one, but something about them is related. And so they connect together. The neurons that fire together wire together. They all wire together until you have basically a superhighway that knows exactly what to do. So you have a trigger. The trigger fires off this superhighway of neurons, which takes you to that fear, that doubt, that worry. It's not really what you want, but it's comfortable because your brain knows how to do it. Your body knows what it feels like. And you know, as a person, that this is how I react. This is how I am, is how a lot of people describe this feeling. So that's how the neurons work. When I'm working with someone, we are shifting that whole process. So we take the trigger that up until now has fired off the fears, the doubts, the worries, and we begin mapping it to a new version of you. The you who is confident, who is at peace, present, focused, motivated, all the different, whatever it is that you're looking to step into. We figure that out, and then we map every trigger that used to go to the old thing to this new thing. That begins to rewire the neurons in a new way. We utilize Hebb's law in a positive way. Once again, firing off neurons, rewiring them, creating a new highway. You know, it takes a little bit of time to build a superhighway. You gotta cut down trees and level out the ground, put down the gravel base, put the asphalt down, paint the road. Now you got a superhighway. So it takes a little bit of time to build that superhighway, to rewire those neurons, firing them off in a new way. And there's another law in neuroscience called neural Darwinism. This says that once you stop using this a pattern of neurons, they die off, they fade away. So once we've got this new highway going, the old one starts to fade away. And just like when you don't use any a road, the asphalt breaks up, weeds start growing through it. Before too long, you can't even tell that there was ever a road there in the first place. That's the basics of what I do with my clients.
Oh, I like it. Let me ask you on this. So are we talking neurons? Are we dealing with what I've learned as the unconscious mind? Some people call it the subconscious mind. Is that kind of where all of this stuff is happening and firing? And that's why Absolutely. It's not, you don't have this. Yeah. You don't have this conscious awareness of, you know, everything that's really firing and happening yet, you know, your actions and your reactions, I would say probably is the outward, manifestation of those neurons and that thought process and that superhighway, right?
Absolutely. And that was a great catch that you had there of your reactions, right? So we either react or we choose to respond. And when we're reacting, we aren't coming from a place of awareness. We're coming from that subconscious place.
Yeah, that's really important because there's, you know, proactive, there's reactive, right? So you have to be on the proactive side. As I look at entrepreneurs, myself included, as we move forward, you know, we're trying to look forward. We're trying to make plans. We're trying to get things done. We try to be intentional, right, with what we do. And a lot of times, if you don't have, you know, that connectivity with the real thoughts and what's in those old patterns, you know, that's where people run into problems, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about awareness and intentionality. The thing about the subconscious mind is all these habits, all these behaviors, these beliefs, the the things that we as conscious beings get annoyed by and get frustrated with, the subconscious mind believes that there is a positive outcome that's coming from it. So there's an intention for a positive outcome, which with every behavior, even that feeling of anxiety or those fears, those doubts, those worries, a lot of times they're about protection. Many times they're about protection. So there's always a reason that it's there. It's trying to keep you safe. These subconscious habits, beliefs, and behaviors are almost always installed up until about the age of 7. So really, until about the age of 7, your mind is wide open and you are just sucking in subconscious beliefs, again, about yourself, about life, about how life works. And they come from people telling you things. So authority figures like a parent or a teacher or a doctor, people that are in authority, they tell you something and you just suck it in. Doctors are a great example because even as we are adults, a doctor can tell you something and you can immediately take that in as a truth. Whether or not that is a truth is another idea. It's more like a possibility. So an authority figure can tell you something. You pick up the habits, beliefs, and behaviors of your family or your community. A traumatic event, so something that happens that affects you that's highly emotional, either positive or negative, will create a subconscious, again, habit, belief, or behavior.
Yeah, that's very, you know, because we basically on what you're saying is we are built of our experiences, right? So our experiences create a belief system oftentimes, right? And now we start reacting with that belief system, what we knew. But here's the good news, right? And this is what you do, is you're able to change those, right? That's what you were talking about when you're talking about remapping and everything else. You know, you're going to change those because, you know, those beliefs, again, someone told you something when you were 8, you know, or you had a traumatic experience in that time. And then all of a sudden you judge everything from that point, even though you had 100 positives to 1 negative, that negative really formed a stronger neuron or however you want to describe it. So that's kind of the basis of what you're doing, right? You got to get into that unconscious mind and start to work with that, right? And like you said, remap that, reprogram that, right?
Exactly. And there are 3 basic ways that I will do that with my clients. And the first way is what I already talked about earlier, how I give you a whole set of tools to get into that and to, in the moment, shift the way you're thinking. It begins to change that, the way those neurons are firing. There's really simple things. I'll give you a real simple one right now. When you're stuck in fight or flight mode and you're feeling that intense worry or that anxiety, your body gets all tense, which keeps that that feeling going in your body. So the simplest way to get out of fight or flight mode is to communicate from your body to your brain that everything's okay. It's time to go into rest and relax mode. And the simplest way to do that is to relax your jaw and relax your tongue and relax the back of your tongue, where your tongue connects to your throat. And that relaxes the vagus nerve that's right behind there, which allows your body to relax. And it short circuits the communication from the brain, the subconscious mind, that you need to be worried. And it says, oh no, it's time to relax. And then the brain follows back. So that's one really simple tip for all of you listeners out there to take yourself into a place of relaxation.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, we all need these little tricks. I had another guest on called Calm the Chaos. Same thing. There's breathing techniques. You know, there's like what you just described. There's a lot of little things. The hard part, I think, and I've discovered, is knowing to do that in those times. You know what I mean?
Because absolutely.
You get so caught up into it, you're going to just, you know, I'm going to punch someone or I'm going to, you know, take off. I'm going to leave. So I'm kind of one or the other. And, I got to just breathe and I'll be okay. Okay. Well, that's that takes a real conscious effort to kind of, you know, and train yourself. It's like anything else, but you can get into that habit and it can make a significant difference in dealing with situations and creating way better outcomes.
Yeah, you have a really good point there. And that is a challenge. We have to become aware before we can change how we're responding rather than reacting, right? As we've already talked about. But that's what the other parts of the process do. So I already just told you about one of the ways I give people tools. The other two ways that I'm helping my clients to shift the way their neurons are working is I work with them in I call it a hypnotic coaching type of way. Basically, we're sitting or talking on Zoom or in my office, and I'm coaching them through processes just as we're both like in the waking state, I guess you could call it. They aren't going into a deep trance. I'm just walking them through some different exercises, but by doing that, it's actually shifting and changing the way their neurons are working. It's taking the old map, the old negative state, and it's continually mapping it over to the positive. They aren't even necessarily aware that we're doing that because it's just in a conversation. So that's the second way. And then the third thing that I do is I do take people at the end of a session, we go into deep trance, and we really just kind of hammer all the stuff home. All the things that we did, all the changes that have already happened, we hammer at home. And that is the X factor that takes them to where they want to go in a quicker way. It helps you become aware of the things that you aren't normally aware of so that you can use those tools that you now have yourself as well. It's really interesting. What I have noticed myself when I do my own work is I'll be in a situation where in the past I would have been triggered, and all of a sudden I realize, oh, I'm not feeling whatever it was that I was feeling. Isn't that interesting? And you have this whole different awareness. Sometimes that takes a little bit of time, but it does happen, and then it just encourages you to keep moving forward.
Yeah, I think on that, you know, on the self-awareness topic, it can't be, I always say that there's, I think it was the Harvard Business Review did a huge study on entrepreneurs, and the number one commonality and you know, kind of number one trait was self-awareness, right? They're very self-aware about a lot of things. And that's why this ties in so well with what you do, because it doesn't mean it's good all the time. You know, that self-awareness sometimes can be a negative as well. And being
ignorance
able to
ignorance is bliss, they say, Richard.
Right. You know, so you don't know what you don't know, right? Sometimes this stuff is sitting back inside there, and you've got to bring this stuff out. You've got to figure it out, because we all, when we first started the conversation, we're talking about plateaus and breakthroughs and things like that. And you know, it's hard work, right? This is something, because a lot of times you're dealing with endless possibilities on again remapping, but from trauma to just those experiences, those negatives, you know, you've been burned a few times in business, you know, so you create kind of a cynicism and stuff like that, you know, and you see, and that the problem with that is you start to lose trust in people, and then it starts to snowball, right? They'll start to build on each other, like you're saying, right? And I see that real clear after you describe kind of the superhighway here and the neurons. You just start creating this road. And you're just going with there's no end in sight either. You're talking super highway to, you know, to infinity here. So
a highway to nowhere.
Right. It doesn't go. Yeah. It's the bridge to nowhere, the highway to nowhere, you know? So you gotta start to understand that so that you can make the changes for the better and to get those breakthroughs and get through those plateaus so your business can grow, so your personal life can grow and do these things that are going to make a difference. But I can definitely see, Joshua, how people get so stuck in this and it just becomes an absolute frustration. Yes. And they really don't have a way out of it.
Right. And you just hit on something really important, Richard. These things don't just show up in business. The way you are in your business is the way you are in your health, is the way you are in your marriage, is the way you are with your children or your friends. So how you do one thing is how you do everything. And one of the really beautiful things about the work that I do and the way that I do it is, as we're just having a conversation, I've had this happen quite a bit where a client comes in, I don't really know what I want to work on today. And they just start telling me about their week. And something comes up. It might have been just a minor annoyance in their week. And as we work through it, it actually is a big deal. And by dealing with it, it shifts everything for them. And it blows their mind how they didn't have anything to work on. And then they actually had the deepest thing they have ever considered to work on when they talk about it. Again, the subconscious, it brings the stuff up. It brings to the process what it is that you need. So you don't always need to know exactly the things you need to work on. You just need to start working on something, and it's going to come up, because what I've noticed is the subconscious will be like, oh, great, we are dealing with some of the stuff that we haven't dealt with yet. Well, how about this one? And how about this one? let's clear it all up. So it can be challenging work. It's super satisfying. And coming out the other side, you will feel empowered and present and just like you're crushing your life.
Yeah, that's good stuff. You know, I think there's all these also, like you talk about that conversation, like they just start talking about the week. You know, I think one thing I learned too, and I still see it to this day, though, there's those little things, they're little triggers. You know, that's kind of an overused word these days, but they still are. There's things, whether it's, you know, if you have PTSD, things like there's little things that you think would be the app, like my wife will do some things that she thinks is just nothing. And mm-hmm. I'll just like, look out. Okay. I'm just exactly. I'm like, okay, that's a real issue. You're not going to work on this, you know, but you don't realize that all the time. You just think it's, well, that's just who I am. And this, but then you realize why, and you know, then the work begins. So it's really good. I like that. I like that kind of a process of beginning the conversation, you know, and then you can see, and obviously, you know, you being the expert, I mean, you're able to listen in a different way. Right. You're trained and you have a better way of listening. That's going to pick those things out that you can then go into more detail with someone, I'm sure. And then it just kind of opens the whole thing. And that's what makes the change. Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just curiosity. Curiosity is kind of the state for it all.
Yeah, it's, I think that's a good point. Curiosity on your part as a coach. And it should be curiosity in a big way on the client's end too. You know, you've got to want to fit. It's like anything else, right? You want to lose weight, you'll lose weight. If you want to get fit, you'll get fit. If you want to learn more, you're going to learn more. You want to read a book, you read a book. So it's all about desire, right? And you have to be motivated to make that change.
And that, again, you're hitting on all the great points. Thanks, Richard. I appreciate that. So what you just said is a key element. I have had some clients that they come to me and they think that I'm just going to say some words. It's going to be like I'm waving a magic wand and everything is going to be fixed and they don't have to do anything. Well, those clients are the ones I don't take, because they are not going to have the success that they're looking for. The people that do have the amazing success are the ones that are totally motivated. They're willing to do the work. They're willing to be open and honest with me and with themselves, and vulnerable, because you have to come from a vulnerable space. This isn't about hiding what's really going on. This is about digging in. Let's just get real and see where this takes us.
Yeah, I think it's almost like I use the word, you got to come from a kind of place of brokenness. You know, you have to be able to admit that you've reached that, you know, you got to understand, okay, something's not right here, mm-hmm. right? There's, I should be able to break through this, you know, and I can't, You know, right. It's like it and whatever analogy you want to use, but it's just that's a big thing. Like you said, work. It's always about work, you know. And I think as entrepreneurs, I haven't met, I mean, it's maybe in the tiniest, you know, smallest under 1% that an entrepreneur that's not a worker. Okay. They put in the work, right? They understand work ethic. They know what they have to do to make things happen, to succeed and everything else. You know, the thing is they need to know though, like you, it's not, hey, I'm going to make it cluck like a chicken, then you can be on your way. You know, we don't do that. You know what I mean? Right. It's like, this is like real work. This is not, you know, well, you know, you're getting sleepy and all that nonsense. You know, when people hear hypnosis, they think this stage show silliness, you know, but sure. This is real work. And this takes, you know, and you, I'm sure, as you can attest to, people start getting into stuff, because I know I did this. Well, I did it for a couple of years. Okay. Went through this whole process. Mm-hmm. And you start uncovering stuff that you had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm talking zero, like, holy cow.
Yeah.
You know, like you start figuring stuff out, excuse me, but it that's what changes everything. You know, that realization, that discovery is so powerful, you know, but it takes work. I mean, you really got to put in the time to do it and the willingness, like you said, you know, when you have that willingness, it'll happen. When you don't, you're just going to continue to suppress stuff and be a tough guy and, you know, this and this, and it doesn't work. Okay. So, absolutely. I mean, like you said, the vulnerability aspect is big. You know, you got to be willing, like, hey, this might take us places you weren't expecting to go. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's interesting is people usually come to me with their issue, whatever their issue is. And they don't know this, but I know this. It is really like this outside layer. It's our access to begin the work. But we are all like onions, so we release that outside layer and we start going deeper, just as you described, really getting to the core of what's really going on. Again, getting your life on point for your business, your health, your relationships. Getting for power, for purpose, and for performance.
Yeah, that's good, because the issue is seldom the issue. You know, that's how I say it. What you think is the issue is not the issue. Yeah, you know, so
exactly.
You just that's just your, you know, that, like you said, the first layer. That's the protective skin on the onion. And we all peel that off and throw that in the trash, right? We don't eat the skin, right? No. So you got to think about it that way. So, like I always tell people, you know, who are gonna, if they're gonna go down this path, you better buckle up, because you're gonna find out some stuff that you were not expecting. I'll tell you, it's very freeing. Like I said, it gives you the ability to really move forward in all aspects of your life, because it doesn't fix one thing, like you're saying. You just don't get to fix my business. Oh, I can make an extra, you know, 200 grand this year because, you know, I went to the X Factor coach. You know what I mean? I mean, that's not the thing. You know, you might be motivated for that, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You feel that's what's blocking you. But like you said, you're going to realize that, oh, man, everything's going to come up to a new level. Personal relationships, absolutely. Everything you do. And that's why I want to talk about it, because there's so much more benefit than just the business, right? Because I know a lot of, you know, I used to do this a lot. Just I'm focused on that. Focus on the business. That was number one priority. Let's make this. And until you're able to balance the rest of the life and pull that stuff out, you're not going anywhere in the business. You know, you're going to be held back continuously until you clear all that stuff up. And then you'll move at just exponential rates. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said something else, and I don't remember what it was that you just said that was like triggered something for me. There's that word again. Oh, I know it. You just described why I consider myself a high performance coach that uses hypnosis rather than a hypnotist, because I am helping you have that life in all those areas, find that balance, which is such an important thing. And the other thing that popped in my head as you were talking is one key thing to know is that we aren't broken. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. There's just some misunderstandings. Usually it's a part of us is confused. And it thinks it's being helpful, but in truth, it's It's not. And again, it's got that positive outcome. There's a reason why you're doing these things. They may have even been helpful at one point in your life, but now, because it's just a reaction and it's tied to all these other elements that really aren't really related to it, it's no longer useful. So let's get everybody together, just metaphorically, internally, all of our different parts together, and let's get us to work together now instead of butting heads like we have been.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I was thinking the same thing. You know, it served you. Okay, you need to understand that. I think it's a good understanding. Like, we all, our body, our mind wants to protect us, right?
Absolutely.
Now, yep. You know, and sometimes you use the wrong protection, right? Sometimes you grab a knife and you go to a gunfight. Well, that's wrong, okay? But there's still the idea is there, right? I got to protect myself. So, but I like what you said, that it served you once, but it's not serving you now. It's like in business. We did things when we started that we don't do now because they don't serve us in our business. We're not at that point. We're not at that season of our business, whatever the case. And it's a good correlation that I think people need to keep in mind when they're working on this. And like you said about the high performance aspect, that is just it. When you get all, not just business, but the personal, the emotional, the relationship, you get all that together, that's your high performance. That's mm-hmm. what creates everything to raise up so fast. It's really, really important to understand that. Too many people, and I'm raising my hand here too. I've been in this group, you know, where you're focused
as
on
I
just,
have.
Yeah, you know, like probably all of us, right? But I mean, but our goal is to get to that place. And it actually makes the journey a lot more enjoyable. You know, I know it's work and it can bring up some nasty stuff and whatever, but you also can get through stuff. And then, man, the journey just gets better and better. You get more peace, you get more accomplishment, and it really can change your entire way of thinking and experiencing life. I love that aspect.
Yeah. And one last kind of point, just to be really clear. And I know you're right. This is deep work. This can be heavy work, but it's also a lot of fun. And my clients love the process and love the feeling that they get from going into that trance and from just kind of hanging out in this place of total relaxation and peace. It's similar to meditation, but unlike meditation, you don't have to do anything. You just listen and follow along, and it brings you into that state so that you can heal, really. If I did nothing else but had somebody come in my office and brought them into a hypnotic state and let them relax, they would start to unravel some of this stuff. By doing the work in a very specific way, though, unique to every individual, because every session is completely unique. Every person is completely unique. Every problem is unique. By giving that space for those unique things to show up and meeting them right where they are in the moment and adding in this hypnotic state, it really allows my clients to just rocket forward.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because, and I'm just laughing at myself here because I get stuck in the hard. I like hard work. Okay. I like it. So I'm really glad you brought up that there's a lot of good in this, a lot of enjoyment in this as well. Yeah. I don't mean to make everyone's living in a pot of misery and they got to climb out. I can tend to get that way, but you're right. There's good work to be done here and it can be enjoyable. I'm really glad you brought that up because you just elevated our conversation. So I appreciate that. But it is. And like I said, I love the end results. I kind of always looking forward like that, but you know, the journey is the big part of it too. And it is good to know that whether it's the meditation aspect, the revelation aspect, whatever it is, that it's so cool that this is, it's just not, you know, you don't have to drag your feet into your office, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like you're going to unload another bag of garbage on someone. You know what I mean? So, you know, you can, you could, because again, high performance, you're going to, I'm sure you tap into some, the positives too, right? And you learn how to accentuate the positives.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We're
talking about
some of the negative stuff. Sure. So we've only really talked about kind of eliminating the negative stuff, but a big part of what we do, it's what I focus more on myself nowadays, is creating that version of you. We call it sometimes an avatar, your avatar of who you are when you're at that high performance. And then we practice stepping into that. Sometimes people call it your future self. So stepping into that future self, learning from the future self, feeling what it's like to be there, and then actually getting there. Then you go to the next one. It's similar to what you hear a lot about with maybe like a vision board or the law of attraction of creating your future. But it's different in that we're allowing that, we're making that future real, and then we're stepping into it, and then we're experiencing it, which is like makes it like a magnet, like a beacon that pulls you towards it. So now you've got a target. Your mind has a target. It knows what you want now that you've given it that target, and it can start to shift everything that way now. Otherwise, we have this target of what we've experienced, what we only know. And until you know something new, you're just going to go to what you already know.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm glad you made a comparison of the vision board and that kind of stuff, because that's all good, right? There's nothing wrong with putting all of that up there, what you want to do, but it's the getting there. Like, I can look at this stuff every day and they can do the manifesting. Well, no, what are you doing? Okay, you're manifesting, you're looking at a picture. Okay, I want to know what you're doing to step into that. And you've got some tools to get them into that. Again, to elevate this, you know, and really, you make real gains. Okay, I'm into results, right? I'm into real gains, real progress. You know, I'm not into the foo-foo, let me look at my little board and all that kind of stuff. You know, I get a place for it, but I want someone who's going to, you know, let's go. If I hire a guy to get me to the mountaintop, guess what? I'm right behind him. If he's got a short rope me to get me up the hill, whatever it takes, right? Yeah. Get me to the top. You know, that's what I want. I don't want to sit there and think about going up the mountain. I want to start taking steps and make it happen. So I like that. That's an important distinction, Joshua, that people need to understand, that they can use this as a really powerful tool to achieve the things that they know in their mind that they want and they can get. But again, they need the help making those steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a really good point there.
Yeah, very good. I love it. I mean, this has been, it's just interesting. What else? Let me think of my question here, how to put this. Where do people, you know, everyone's got a process. They have a start point and end point, things mm-hmm. like that. In your experience, what's kind of the range that people will spend in this? I know I'm not saying it's, you know, it's not 2 weeks, or what, but are they, mm-hmm. you know, is this 3 months, is 6 months, a year now? I mean, I spent 2 years doing this stuff, you know, just to get partly normal. Okay,
so exactly.
I could have kept going for a long time, but I'm just curious on what's kind of, what do you see when you're working with these high achievers?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do have some clients that are long-term, like you talked about. They love the process. They love how it feels. They had such amazing results in our initial work together that they just keep coming back. They don't usually come every week anymore, but every month they like to come. They like to kind of get topped up and move into that future that they're creating for themselves. You know, that's kind of an ongoing. So some people like you, they like to go for a long length of time to really just keep that motivation going. Most people I work with at either a 6 month or a 3 month period, which is usually what you know, 3 months is kind of about the basics to kind of clear away those layers of that onion in all those different areas of your life. And then the 6 month lets us then really keep that momentum going. And we've cleared it all away. Now what are we going to build?
Right. I see that, you know, it's like anything else, right? If it's working, I keep doing it. Yeah. You know, if it's not working, well, I'm done. You know, it's just how mm-hmm. it goes, you know? So it's, I like that, you know, and I'm always a guy who's, if I'm getting results, I want to double down. You know, let's do some more, you know, let's get more results. I like that, mm-hmm. you know, so I like that. But I know that people often think that people like to put time limits on things. You know, they want to be, you know, I want to be fixed in this amount of time. I want to achieve this. And they sure, they get sure. the goals, and that's all good. But you got to understand, when you're dealing with the mind and let's say you're 30 or 40 or 50 years old. Okay, yeah. There's a lot of time you've been building up this superhighway of your own. So you got to remember that, you know, these things do take time. But again, as you're seeing results, whether small or big, it's important. You're making results and you're making change. And I think it's very encouraging to know that you can make those flips. You know what I mean? And you can reprogram, so to speak, like you're saying, you can remap. And that's really, really a powerful motivator for entrepreneurs, because that's what we're about, right? We disrupt things, we create things, we innovate, we solve problems. Now we get to solve some of our own problems so that we can go out and solve more problems for other people and grow our businesses. You know, very powerful insight. This has been great. Let me ask you, Joshua, I'm sure you have ways for people to follow you, get in touch with you. I want to give you an opportunity as we wrap up here just to give that out. I'll put everything in the show notes too, so they can be able to reach and everything else. Because I think what you offer is super valuable for our high achievers. Mm-hmm. People want to get, because I know if they've listened to this conversation, they already know what's blocking them, right? They're kind of
probably
going, oh, okay. Yeah. You know, they're right there thinking about the trigger, this and the conversations, and it's really good. So while it's fresh, I want to continue to help them. Okay. I want them to be able to come to you, get the work they need to help them better themselves.
Great. Well, one of the easiest ways is on social media. So I'm on pretty much all of the social medias out there, and my username is @ Joshua Ray Peters, and that's Ray with an E, R-E-Y. Otherwise, you can find me on my website, which is thexfactorcoach.com. Facebook, I'm pretty active. I've got a great Facebook group where I share a lot of stuff. So if somebody's interested, find me on Facebook, friend me, and just ping me, let me know. You can see how to find my group right there as well. I love talking about this stuff and talking with people that are interested in any way. So reach out, connect with me. I love connecting. That's how I met Richard, as a matter of fact, just by connecting.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, I just encourage you guys to just check it out. Just follow Joshua, learn some new stuff. All right. And, you know, take advantage of the service. And this is powerful stuff. This is a lot of stuff that people don't really have access to, or a lot of them don't even know exists. So I really appreciate what you do. Joshua is the X Factor coach here. It's impressive stuff. You know, and I know a lot of people reach a point where they have success, but there's so much more there. Like we said, you know, the full performance, not just business. So don't forget that. That's an important element of what Joshua does. So again, Joshua, thanks for your time today. This has been fantastic. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Richard. I appreciate having the opportunity to speak with you, and especially somebody who like you has already experience some of this. So you have a unique perspective from someone who's kind of come out the other side. And so I appreciate you having me on your show.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the ETOP podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you liked what you've heard, please leave a great review for us. Your subscription and review helps us reach more people so we can show them how to escape the owner prison. Also, check out the links in the show notes about today's guests and more ways to connect with ETOP on social media. Stay strong and keep moving forward with your business.